Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D, coming to you live recorded from a hotel room in Orange City, Iowa, where I was out watching basketball tonight. Hopefully you were out watching basketball. Some great games tonight. NAIA basketball playoff time is amazing. Tons of great games tonight, and we're going to go through those. I hope your team won, but why don't we just take a couple minutes and go through these games and see where we're at in our field of now 32. Why don't we start right here in this Grace the Winona Lake pod, where Grace defeated Washington Adventist. Boy, Washington Adventist was a 16 seed. They came in, they took a 5-point lead over Grace at halftime, but just Grace just has too much firepower. They ended up defeating Washington Adventist 85 to 65. Big Elijah Malone in this game. He had 25 points, 11 rebounds, another double-double. Ian Scott, 15 points, 11 rebounds. Great job by Grace, and tomorrow they'll be facing Union of Kentucky. Union defeated OUAZ tonight, a hotly contested game. They beat them in overtime, 88-85. In that game, we're doing this real time. Markell Turner, he had 23 points, 5 rebounds. And then Markello Sullivan, he had 20 points, 10 rebound, double-double. Congratulations to Union. You know, they had some chaos early in the season. Now they're in that round of 32, and they're going to play Grace tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern there in Winona Lake. Over to the Orange City, Iowa pod where I am. Northwestern tonight, they defeated St. Mary's of the Woods. This was a hotly contested game. St. Mary's of the Woods, they were up by, I believe, 4 at halftime. See if I can get the box to come up. Yeah, they were up by 4 at halftime. Northwestern came out, played a very, they moved the ball a lot more in the second half. They just kind of out-executed St. Mary of the Woods in the second half. Zach Lefebvre, 12 points, 11 rebounds. Alex Van Calsby, can't say enough about his play, especially in the second half. He came out to play, 37 points, 9 rebounds, but a hat tip to St. Mary of the Woods. First-year coach Jesse McClung did a great job there. What a great season. But Northwestern, they move on, and they're going to play Oregon Tech, who defeated Kaiser tonight in overtime, 102-94. This game, Oregon Tech was down by six at halftime. The game was obviously tied at the end. It went to overtime, and Oregon Tech prevailed in overtime. In this game, Keegan Shivers, he led Oregon Tech with 23 points, 8 rebounds. Big Blake Jensen, 15 points, 13 rebound, double-double. And then Jamison Guerra, their point guard, 12 points, 10 assists. A big win for Oregon Tech, and they will face Northwestern tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central. Over here in the Butte, Montana pod, LC State defeated Hope International, 93-77. In that game, LC State, they led by 12 at halftime. I think Hope had a lead at one point. I remember looking at it, but LC State prevailed in that game. And Jaden Bradley had a great season for the LC State. He had 21 points, a couple of assists. And then Sam Stockton, he had 18 points, 6 rebounds. So congratulations to LC State. They will move on, and they will play Montana Tech tomorrow. Montana Tech beat Wayland Baptist 75-67. In that game for Montana Tech, they had Asa Williams, 18 points, 4 rebounds, and Caleb Belich, 14 points, 3 rebounds. So congratulations to Montana Tech, and they'll play LC State tomorrow at 6 p.m. Mountain Time for that right to go to Kansas City. Down in that Waxahachie bracket, sorry for jumping that around a little bit, Evangel really surprised Florida Memorial, a 15 seed. I got to admit, the score shocked me. They beat Florida Memorial 91-76. Congratulations to Evangel. Just a huge win for that program. Josh Pritchett, 20 points, 8 assists in that game. And Josh Mason, he had 18 points, 4 rebounds. So Evangel will move on, and they will play Baker, who beat the host team Sagu 74-71. A big win for Baker, number 2 out of the heart. Baker say that three times. Noah Rigotsu, he had 27 points, 5 rebounds, and then Quentin Harvey, 15 points, 11 rebound, double-double. So tomorrow night, Baker will play Evangel for the right to go to Kansas City out of the Waxahachie bracket. Over in Henderson, Tennessee, where Point Park got by Texas College tonight, 84-71. Come on, open. In that game, that's not the right one. You see that? I don't know why that's opening that up. That's opening up the wrong box score. Okay, sorry. I'm doing this live. Point Park beat Texas College 84-71. Freed Hardeman beat Loyola 79-56. Let's see. This is a box score roulette. Okay, we got the right box score there. Freed Hardeman beat Loyola 79-56. Kind of ended Loyola's dream run or Cinderella run they had going. For Freed Hardeman, Hunter Scurlock, 15 points, 6 rebounds. And then Peyton Law, 13 points, 4 rebounds. So Freed Hardeman tomorrow will play Point Park at 4 p.m. Central. Freed Hardeman will play Point Park at 4 p.m. Central. And St. Thomas bracket down at Miami and Miami Gardens. St. Thomas got by Pikeville 73-70 in that game for St. Thomas. In that game for St. Thomas, Anthony Harris, he had 24 points, 7 rebounds, and Josh Taylor, 16 points, 8 rebounds. So they will face the Masters, who defeated Weber International 90-77. That is going to be a great game, St. Thomas and the Masters. For the Masters tonight, they had Ty Harper, 15 points, 7 rebounds. Ty Harper and Caleb Lowry have really performed really well for the Masters this season. Caleb Lowry, he had 12 points in that game. So that game will be at 6 p.m. Eastern tomorrow there in Miami Gardens. Over in Olathe, Kansas, Bethel from Indiana, they beat LSU Alexandria 85-67. For Bethel, boy, that wants to argue with me. Bethel had Nathan Ertz, 22 points, 7 rebounds. Drew Lutz, 20 points, 6 rebounds. Big win for Bethel. So they'll play Central Baptist tomorrow, who shocked Mid-American Nazarene, because that game was at Mid-American Nazarene, 100-90 in 2 overtimes. What a game, boy, for Central Baptist. Big win for them. Deshaun Corpreau, he had 25 points, 5 rebounds. What a big win for Central Baptist. So Bethel will play Central Baptist in Olathe tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central. The Wichita, Kansas pod, Oklahoma Wesleyan, they took care of Peru State 83-65. DJ Talton Jr., he had 20 points, 11 rebounds to lead Oklahoma Wesleyan. So Oklahoma Wesleyan, they will play Mid-America Christian. They defeated Hastings tonight out of the GPAC 68-67 in that game. And those two teams will face off in that Wichita, Kansas pod tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central. In Langston, Oklahoma, Langston defeated Bellevue tonight 79-40. They really took care of business, didn't they? For Langston, Anthony Roy, who's just been playing like a monster the last half of the season, 23 points, 9 rebounds. Cortez Mosley, 17 points, 8 rebounds. And in the second game at Langston, Ave Maria out of the Sun, they defeated Southwestern 97-92. Great performance by Nick Filchner, 31 points, 5 rebounds for Ave Maria, and Jack Watkins. He had 26 points, 5 rebounds. And look at this, Michael Klekas, 20 points, 16 rebounds. Big win for Ave Maria. And Ave Maria will face Langston there in Langston at 6 p.m. Central tomorrow on Saturday. In Salina, Kansas, Concordia out of Nebraska, out of the GPAC, they beat Indiana Northwest 83-81. game looked like it was going to be a runaway, but Indiana Northwest, they gave it Concordia everything they could handle. Two big stars for Concordia really came through tonight. Noah Shutt, 31 points, 8 rebounds. Tristan Smith, 19 points, 7 rebounds. Congratulations to Concordia. And they will take on LSU Shreveport tomorrow, who upset Kansas Wesleyan, the 5 seed, 95-89 in another overtime game. Really big coming off the bench tonight for Shreveport. Melvin Flanagan, 19 points, 3 rebounds. And James Ellis as well, 14 points, 8 rebounds. So Concordia will face LSU Shreveport tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central there in Salina, Kansas. West in Glendale, Arizona. Huntington out of Indiana, out of the GPAC. They defeated the 6 seed Antelope Valley, 85-71. Kind of a sad tale. That ends Antelope Valley's program. They, as you know, they had to crowdfund to finish the season. So a little bit of a sad note because Jordan Mass did a great job there. But congratulations to Huntington. For Huntington tonight, Landon Jordan, 18 points, 18 rebounds. 18 points, 18 rebounds. Zach Goodline, he had 15 points. What an outing by Landon Jordan in that game. And Huntington will take on Arizona Christian, who just barely got by St. Catherine, 76-74. But 2 points is as good as 100 points. So in that game, Arizona Christian will go on to play Huntington tomorrow at 5:30 Mountain there in Glendale, Arizona. Arizona Christian versus Huntington. Marion, Indiana pod up at Indiana Wesleyan. Indiana Wesleyan defeated Columbia. They took them 2 overtimes. I mean, Columbia had them on the ropes big time, but they were able to survive, and they will move on. Wildcats tonight, Javen Buchanan, 30 points, 5 rebounds. And then off the bench, Cademan Bontrager, he had 24 points, 9 rebounds, just barely missing the double-double. In the second game there, Tennessee Southern defeated Tougaloo, 91-84. For Tennessee Southern, Mark Vance, he came off the bench for 18 points and 6 rebounds. So Saturday night in Marion, Indiana Wesleyan will take on Tennessee Southern at 5 p.m. Eastern time. 5 p.m. Eastern in Marion, Indiana. Caldwell, Idaho, Cornerstone defeated Carroll, Montana. I think that's their 15th win in a row. They defeated Carroll 72-66. Corey Ainsworth, who has just been the man for Cornerstone this season, he had 26 points, 6 rebounds in that game. And congratulations to Cornerstone, and they're going to take on College of Idaho. They defeated Jessup tonight, 104-73. So that was Jessup's last NAIA game. They're going NC2A Division II next season. So for College of Idaho tonight, Tyler Robinette, boy, he really caught fire. 29 points, 8 rebounds. And also Dougie Peoples, boy, that freshman, he's going to be a good one. He had 22 points tonight. So College of Idaho is going to move on, and they're going to play Cornerstone tomorrow at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. That should be a really good game. College of Idaho is really, really good, and Cornerstone hasn't lost since Christmas, so something's going to have to give in that game. Up in the Livonia bracket, Madonna, they defeated Dort 77-72. This was a really good game, but Madonna prevailed in this game. Madonna had 3 double-doubles in this game. Brendan Young had 19 points, 10 rebounds. Isaac Anderson, 16 points, 11 rebounds. And Matthew McClellan, 16 points, 10 rebounds. Great performances by those players from Madonna. In the second game there in Livonia, Shawnee State, they shocked Roosevelt. That was a big upset, 92-77. So Shawnee State will move on. Shawnee State, Trey Beard, 26 points, 6 rebounds. Chaz Harris, 22 points, 6 rebounds. Big win for Shawnee State. Congratulations to them. So tomorrow in Livonia, Madonna will take on Shawnee State for the right to go to Kansas City. That game's at 4 p.m. Eastern. 4 p.m. Eastern. Up in Sioux City, Iowa, just up the road from where I am right now. I stopped there yesterday and talked to Trent Miller. Georgetown beat Olivet Nazarene 97-79. Congratulations to Georgetown. Georgetown, J. Brown Spikes, 18 points, 2 rebounds, and also Seth Johnson, 18 points, 4 rebounds. Congratulations to Georgetown, as I said, and they will move forward. We'll play Morningside, who defeated Lourdes tonight, 87-76. In that game, Joey Scoff, he just absolutely goes off for the Mustangs, 38 points, and Eli Doble, 23 points, 8 rebounds. Morningside now will take on Georgetown tomorrow. They're at Morningside at 1:30 p.m. Central. They're in Sioux City, Iowa at 1:30 Central. In the Williamsburg, Kentucky pod, Cumberlands, that's the home of Cumberlands, they defeated Philander Smith 97-96. That was a close game. Boy, Philander Smith gave Cumberlands everything they could handle in that game. I thought Cumberlands was going to drop it, but they hung on and won that game. And in this game for Cumberlands, 24 points, 4 rebounds for Anthony Johnson, and Jonathan Brown, 23 points, 2 assists. So congratulations to Cumberlands, and tomorrow they're going to take on Florida College. Florida College defeated Marion, 84-71. Congratulations, Florida College. Marion is very good. But Florida College moves on. Florida College, Cam Selders, 21 points, 12 rebounds for the double-double. And Deontay Martinez, 13 points for Florida College. So Cumberlands will play Florida College tomorrow at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Eastern. So those are all the games from tonight. You see, we started with 64 teams tonight. We're now down to 32. There are only 32 teams left playing NAI basketball. There are 16 games tomorrow, and the winner of those 16 games will move on to Kansas City. Get out and watch this basketball. I tell you, it's great basketball, all these games. You saw how many overtime games, how many one-point, two-point games. And I want to say congratulations to all the teams that made the field, everybody who moved on. It's just great basketball. I can't tell you how much I enjoy it. And I'll be honest with you, it's 1:30 in the morning now. And I know this was probably a little bit bumpy, but I was up way too late watching basketball. And we'll see you tomorrow when we know our final 16. Thank you so much for everybody who supports me. I don't have any closeout music, so I'll just remind you that NAIA basketball is the best entertainment value in America.